I'm Jim Bertel. The United Nations is calling on governments to focus on mental health services as people all over the world deal with the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Karen Chalmers reports UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging governments, civil societies, and health authorities to urgently address mental health needs arriving from the coronavirus pandemic.
The UN chief said in a video message launching a policy briefing that some groups are more vulnerable than others.
Those most at risk are frontline health workers, older people, adolescents and young people, those with pre-existing mental health conditions, and those caught up in conflict and crisis.
Guterres also pointed to grief, job loss, loneliness, stress from difficult family dynamics, and uncertainty and fear for the future as some of the effects the outbreak is having on families and communities, and urge governments to address the issue before they get worse.
Mental health services are an essential part of all government responses to COVID-19. They must be expanded and fully funded.
I'm Karen Chalmers.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted a state of emergency in large parts of the country on Thursday, but said it would remain in place in Tokyo until the coronavirus is contained. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the country's education minister has caught the coronavirus, making him at least the sixth senior official to be swept up in the pandemic. Meanwhile, New Zealanders mingled with friends and hit the shopping malls for the first time in 7 weeks as a national lockdown ended and businesses faced a new normal, minimizing the constant threat the coronavirus. For more on any of today's stories and the latest on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Nearly 3 million laid-off workers in the U.S. applied for unemployment benefits last week as the viral outbreak led more companies to slash jobs, even though most states have begun to let some businesses reopen. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Another week and another grim unemployment report.
This is frankly another sickening punch to the gut. And unfortunately, we need to be braced for more incoming body blows along these lines.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We're well above 30 million total new claims for unemployment benefits. We know that the unemployment rate was elevated in the month of April, and that there's no relief on that front either.
And the solution remains the same.
We need a vaccine. We need the vaccine deployed. We need to have effective treatment.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A government whistleblower who says his early warnings about coronavirus preparedness were ignored says America's window to get ready for a virus resurgence is closing. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Rick Bright says the country